This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
6-5, the end. It's the wake-up call.
I know it seems like old news at this point, but do you remember the movie Rust?
Well, yeah.
Right? Of course. And the only thing that anybody knows about the movie Rust is that Alec Baldwin accidentally killed somebody while they made the movie. All right. Well, that movie is done.
Yeah, they like kept filming it.
Yes. And it's having like red carpet premieres.
What?
Am I the only person that just feels icky about that?
That movie should have just been like, guys, we're done here. No, this is.
You don't think they ever should have released it?
I don't think they should have finished it. I think whatever expenses went into it, it's like, well, this poor woman died. We call it a wash.
Huh. Because like
I'm, release it.
As far as that goes, I'm kind of torn because the other very, very, very infamous accidental murder while filming a movie was The Crow that came out in the 90s, and they did finish that movie. They even used the shot where he died in the movie, and like it went on to become one of the biggest cult classics from the 90s.
Well, don't you think it's because he got killed?
I think it had a lot to do with it, sure. I think it's one of the reasons why Sublime is still a very popular band.
That was like not part of the cast, though.
Who?
The woman that was killed.
Part of the cast, but she was the cinematographer.
I understand, but okay. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I don't have a problem with them finishing the movie and releasing the movie. I have a problem with them still having red carpet events for it. And like, Alec Baldwin is going to some of these events. There was one review that I read where there was an audible gasp from the audience during one of the shots. You know, it didn't say if that was the shot that they used in the movie, but
yeah.
I mean, I guess from all the angles and it's in the set
church.
That we all saw.
Yeah,
I guess people thought that it was. So it does. I don't know.
You don't think it's icky that like not only did they finish the movie, but they are putting the movie out to profit from the movie?
Well, that's what movies are for. I mean, movies are for profit. They're not charities. So I don't have a problem necessarily, especially if they gave maybe a portion of the money to her family. I don't have a problem with that. However, do you know what this movie is about?
Not at all.
I didn't either.
Screws that have been in the water for too long.
The oxidation of metal. The movie is about an accidental shooting.
Gavin.
That results in a death.
What?
Is that not the most shocking thing you've ever heard?
Well, probably the most shocking thing I've ever heard was that Alec Baldwin shot a woman and killed her.
Alec Baldwin accidentally shot and killed a woman while making a movie about an accidental killing where somebody accidentally gets shot.
You know, this is becoming more like The Crow because, like, wasn't there something, like, super ironic about the fact that, like, his dad was killed in a similar way or something.
Bruce. Are you talking about Bruce Lee?
I guess.
God, I don't remember that part of it. But there was something ironic about Bruce Lee's death.
And then his son.
And then his son Brandon Lee's death as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But I mean, just... No, and here's the thing. Everybody working on the film, with the exception of like the caterers and gaffers and stuff like that, knew what the film was about.
Of course.
To go back to the original point where I said, I don't have necessarily a problem about them finishing the movie.
Yeah.
But if you know you're finishing a movie about an accidental shooting that leads to a death.
Okay, so that crosses the line for you?
I just feel like that's too much. Like, how do you even, like, everybody's got to look around at each other and be like,
this is haunted.
Yeah, I think maybe just for the sake of our souls, right, we should probably not finish this movie.
You know, it does make you think, like, what if every movie, like, something happened based on, like, what the plot was?
Right. Like, oh, my God, guys, did you hear what happened in Tokyo? No, what happened? Oh, my God. They were filming Godzilla and a giant lizard crushed the film crew with his foot.
Did you hear what happened over the studio making Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's not funny, Katie. Don't make jokes.
We're not making light of it. It's just like, this is crazy. And before you think like, what, a giant meatball fell? No, they had to shut down production on Collie with a Chance of Meatballs because of salmonella.